A former worker at the Wayne County Juvenile Detention Facility has been charged with the sexual assault of two boys. And the allegations in this case, according to Kim Worthy, are among the most disturbing ones that she has seen. To get into it more, let's bring in Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst, and she has all of these details. And Marie, this seems like a tough one.
Oh, it is. This is the same facility, Jamie, where problems with overcrowding and alleged misconduct of detainees has been ongoing for nearly 2 years. We've been reporting on this for 2 years, if not more. So this is the latest with these charges. 33-year-old Svetlana Kuryanova of Farmington Hills is charged with two counts of second-degree criminal sexual conduct. The alleged assault of these residents, ages 16 and 17, happened April 8th at the Dickerson Detention Facility. That's a vacant adult jail in Hamtramck that the county moved into in the fall of 2022 to improve safety. In a statement, the county spokesperson said that the employee was fired and called her a single bad actor, not representative of the county workers at Dickerson. Kuryanova is expected to be arraigned later today. Now, in January, a 12-year-old boy reported he was repeatedly assaulted at the facility. Five staffers and a supervisor were terminated after a report was released by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. In June of 2022, we began reporting on overcrowding and understaffing problems at the juvenile detention facility. A source at the facility said the conditions were inhumane, dangerous, and pleas for help from the staff were simply going unanswered. Last March, Wayne County Executive Warren Evans declared a state of emergency at the facility and the establishment of an incident command center last June, indicating that the goals were met. The county ended that state of emergency. In a release, Warren Evans outlined accomplishments there: reduction of the detainee population, the hiring of more staff, reinstituting a classification system so that the detainees are separated by age and by charges. Wayne County Executive Warren Evans said that these were significant strides in improving the situation at the facility. But now there have been these two incidents there. So there will be more investigation into this. And, of course, we'll be looking at that arraignment today.
Marie, will it make it any better when these young people are moved from where they are in Hamtramck to the new criminal justice facility, because there's a spot for them there? Is it about the facility or about the workers?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, because when they moved to the Dickerson facility, right, out of the old facility, they thought, okay, we're going to have more room. We're going to be able to separate these detainees, which was a huge, the source that I talked to said that was a huge problem. They needed to separate by age and by the charges against them, because some of those people were very dangerous. Mm-hmm. They needed to be separated out. So they got some of that done. My personal opinion here is that I think that there's a lot of issues and problems within the department itself that need to be ironed out. The source that I talked to often talked about how they would bring these problems to the attention of supervisors and nothing was ever done. Mm-hmm. So I think even though they made strides in helping with some of these other issues, they just weren't enough to get to the core of the problem, which is multifaceted.
But we do know with that new facility, there will be greater technology to monitor and surveil what's going on within the walls of that detention facility. Even though we should point out, at Dickerson, that's how they caught this woman, right? It was surveillance video. A worker saw it, reported it, and they did follow through. And that's why we have charges today.
Exactly. I think the question has to be, why was that person hired in the first place?
Right.
Or how did that person get through the system to be hired there in the first place? And the new facility will offer and afford certain securities for sure. But I think if your problem sometimes is with the people, those people will go to the facility.
Right.
So I think they need to be aware of that. And I think they are.
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy has been around a long time and has seen a lot. For her to say these allegations are among the most disturbing is disturbing.
Yeah, she said, it's hard for me to wrap my brain around the fact that this occurred in a juvenile detention facility. In other words, the state is responsible for these youngsters they may have, they're accused of committing crimes and in some cases terrible crimes, mm-hmm. but the state is still responsible for them. And so it is that for her was very difficult to again, as she said, wrap her head around. So they're coming down hard and they're coming down fast. This happened April 8th, allegedly. So they moved pretty quickly on these charges.
All right. We know Marie will stay on top of it. Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst, thank you for this report.
Thanks, guys.
In much, much lighter news, Live Nation's Concert Week is May 8th through the 14th. $25 tickets for over 5,000 shows, and we are partnering up to let you pick your trip. So you can choose from all kinds of artists in your favorite cities from coast to coast. One winner is going to get round-trip air, two-night hotel, two premium tickets to a Live Nation Concert Week show of their choice. And to win, you have to enter this hour's national keyword, which is PICK, P-I-C-K, and you text that to 95819. Good luck.
By the way, you were talking earlier about Jake Bates, rather, who's kicking a 60-yarder. The other big story this weekend, WNBA ticket sales going through the roof.
Crazy.
Thanks to Caitlin Clark, yes. who obviously lit it up for Indiana the other night.
Yes.
But it's they are seeing interest like they've never seen before.
This woman has made money for a lot of different organizations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're actually seeing an increase in ticket prices. They're able to charge more because the demand is there. That is something that they couldn't have done
yeah.
in the pre-Caitlin era.
Up 93%.
Yeah. They're going to use her draft as being a demarcation point. It's going to be pre-Caitlin, post-Caitlin.
Yeah. Right.
For the WNBA, right? That's going to be
a PC.
Exactly.
Yeah. AC.
And some of those players who were drafted just, you know, contribute to the excitement that's in the WNBA now.
I think it's great.
Fun stuff. Question for you. Where does your phone go when you're not watching? Everybody concerned about cybersecurity, whether or not your phone may be pinging Russian or Chinese servers. There's a new study, and it's an eye-opener. We'll have that for you next.